Papua New Guinea's week of political upheaval is over, with former Finance Minister James Merape elected Prime Minister after Peter O'Neill stepped aside on Wednesday. Parliament voted James Merape into the top job, helping him overcome his closest rival by 101 votes to 8.
Honourable members, I now declare that the member for Tari Pori, Honourable James Merape, member for Tari Pori, 101.
Well, the new Prime Minister has vowed to forge ahead with ambitious reforms and make PNG, in his words, the richest black Christian nation by shaking up resource mineral payments. Lawrence Stevens is the chairman of the advocacy group Transparency International in Papua New Guinea. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you.
It's been a pretty frantic week for PNG. Are you surprised that the week has ended the way that it has?
Not really. It looked as though James Merape had the numbers for a while, and it was very clear yesterday that he eventually got a large support.
And does James Merape, in your view, signal real change in direction for the country's government, for people, for justice and, I suppose, transparency?
I mean, it's difficult to tell yet. We all live in hope, and we hope that this is the case. We note his background. We note that he comes from a religious family and has had a religious upbringing. And we would hope that now that he's in the chair, he'll hear the cries of people and try to make a difference in those lines.
Tell us a bit about him. He's the former finance minister. What more do we need to know?
Well, he's a son of Hela. So this is the first time we've had someone from that area in a position like this. He is also a person with a life experience in different schools around the Highlands area, including high school in Kabiufa and then the University of Papua New Guinea. And then he went into the public service, and next we heard of him, he was a member of parliament. He has been finance minister, but he's also been a very strong player in government. And I'm guessing this has partly to do with the reality that he's from a very resource-rich part of the world, and that there are many people there dependent on their resources and income from that for their futures.
And how much of a role has he played in sort of destabilising Peter O'Neill? I mean, did he play a role in creating the scenario that's now led to him becoming the Prime Minister?
Hamish, I'd find that difficult to see. I'd be surprised. It's more that the general members of Parliament were becoming fairly tired of the way in which government was working under the former Prime Minister. And that has to do a lot with just the style, the development of a fairly autocratic style, and the dependence on public servants rather than on colleagues. I think that grave was dug by Peter O'Neill, and Merape was available for it. You'll recall that he resigned as finance minister when he couldn't see change coming. We were all aware of individual ministers who were very tired of the way in which individual public servants appeared to have more say in what was going on than they themselves.
And is it fair to say, based on what you're indicating to us now, that Merape is seen to be free of any of the allegations of corruption that started to swirl around Peter O'Neill and his government, even though he had at a point been part of it?
Again, difficult to tell. In some ways, we feel that there's 111 members of Parliament who are tainted by the corruption that's taken place. Just being in Parliament and knowing, for example, how people are purchased, how people move from one place to the other, not necessarily by ideology, but by what's been offered to them. It's difficult to judge with Mr. Merape. He doesn't appear very often in any inquiries or anything like that. There has been reference to him occasionally, but as he says himself, he's got no mud on him.
Central to the situation that Papua New Guinea finds itself in now is this $1.2 billion loan that PNG took from UBS Australia, which we understand was used to buy a stake in ASX-listed company Oil Search. The investment resulted in losses for PNG. Can you just explain what happened there and why this has caused so much concern?
Well, as I understand it, there are much far better qualified people to talk to you about this, but as I understand it, Papua New Guinea decided to buy into that with the UBS loan into Oil Search, and there are massive questions around the propriety involved in that loan, in how it was arranged, suspicions as to what sorts of commissions may have been involved in negotiating that loan, and then the questions of whether people actually followed the law when they proceeded with it. And that's resulted in an inquiry, and the inquiry has made recommendations, and those recommendations are sitting on the desk somewhere waiting to be actioned. So we would hope to see the recommendations looked at very carefully by Marape and by the new government, or the new members of government, and a decision made to proceed with the recommendations of the Ombudsman, which are that individuals named be examined.
So tell me, what would Transparency International like to see from the new government in terms of a priority with regards to sort of dealing with the corruption question?
Yeah, naturally, transparency. Beyond that, there's a long-delayed ICAC, an Independent Anti-Corruption Commission. We've talked about it for years. Transparency International advocated for it. The legislation is sleeping somewhere. We need to see action, and we need to see a very independent ICAC being formed. So that would be a major one. And then, of course, there's other inquiries that go over a long time, important inquiries that have not seen the light of day. People have not been given their day in court, if you like, and we would like to see action on that. And then, of course, we've been interested in the whistleblowers legislation and in the importance of protecting people who come forward to draw attention to failings in government, and we still need to see progress with that.
Lawrence Stevens, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Lawrence Stevens is the chairman of the advocacy group Transparency International in Papua New Guinea.